Oh, it is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleib, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. Listen to us on the Odyssey app. Launch yourself a take grenade. Press the little button there. It's got a microphone. Leave us a message. We play it later on in the show. That was a fun game last night. That was a great game last night. And it was kind of wild watching. It was funny how the Red Sox were acting as if they had just won the World Series. They came out and like took the Gatorade. They dumped it all over Jared Duran with a walk-off.
Well, they sort of did. I mean, my God, that's your regular season title there.
I hear you, Rich. I almost don't blame them considering how bad the season's been. So I can understand the over-the-top celebration because, you know, it's – a lot of guys that are frustrated, and it's been getting beat up in the press. And so for them to –
and for how bad the ninth was to blow it with the air-mailed throw and just the lack of any awareness situationally, that would have been the worst loss of the year, I think.
Boy, there's,
I mean, they have a lot of candidates.
A lot of good ones,
I know we've said that five or six times.
Man, seriously.
But, Rich, if they don't come back, don't you think that's the worst?
No. There's been many worse. There's been a lot worse. Like that because that one was – from a guy who that never happens to. Like, Willy Abreu is, like, the last guy that you can rip
you're
on
right.
for anything. Like, I mean, that's why you felt just, bad for him,
well, yeah,
too.
Not for Willy, but, like, Sonny Gray, no-hitter into the eighth. You're ready to sweep the Yankees, and then you almost blow that.
Mm-hmm. Chapman, you know, chokes up two runs.
But the thing is, though, is that you'd still walk away from the weekend with, you won the series against the Yankees.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't feel as bad, and it wouldn't be great, and obviously it would be kind of disappointing, and you could even say, well, you know, they got lucky for a couple of games. But the fact that they came back and won it was just awesome, and you're right, they freaked out. It was Middlebrooks, who was good the whole game, though, afterwards. I don't know if you heard him. They were talking to him like, hey, do you think this is a they can turn it around here? And he goes, you know what? I don't want to get too excited, seeing that they are still 10 games under 500.
Oh, he was keeping it real.
Great
man.
Job by Middlebrooks.
But what it did what was the – how'd the Rocket do? I've heard some mixed reviews on that.
Yeah, he was a little sleepy.
Somebody needs to wake up the Rocket. Somebody wake
sleepy.
Up.
Sleepy. Yeah. Dude, that's sleepy. It. Exactly. He was sleepy. And Clemens can be good. I've heard him do a couple games where he was all right. But last night – it's funny you say that because sleepy is exactly the word that I would use for Roger last night. But if you're as cool as it was and as nice of a moment, and I keep saying water in a desert as it felt being a Red Sox fan, oh my God, if you're a Yankees fan, that was a kick in the ass. Like that was about as bad and embarrassing stretch of games as you could have. You came to Fenway Park trying to beef your stats, trying to continue to just keep your numbers high. To you know, obviously you've got a couple injuries, so we can just walk right in there. Let's make the gap even bigger between first and this is how you do it. And they just got humiliated. Absolutely humiliated by the worst team in the American League. Mm-hmm. And there is and I wish I had the guy's name. I don't. But this was sent to me. This is a guy who likes to live stream during Yankees games. And you can see it. It's like a Twitch thing where he's got like the people talking left and right in the comments. He's got a ton of followers. And this is his reaction when the Red Sox, the Yankees, tied things up. When they came back, tied things up. Hell yeah, here we go. Extra innings. Let's take a listen.
Little check swing roll. Oh,
come home and score. Safe. Yes, bitch. 4-2, baby. Oh, my God. Let's go.
Okay, so he was extremely happy. He was freaking out, borderline crying. His name's Joe's McFly, by the way. Of course it is. He's a big Back to the Future fan.
Nice.
And not much longer. After that, we all know what happened. Jaren Duran gets up there, and you know, all the talk was going to be about Jaren Duran mouthing off. We still probably should talk about that a little bit. But seeing that he had this big walk-off, you know, the narrative kind of changed a little bit. But here's how Mr. Yankees fan took that moment.
Nobody has nobody. Oh, my God, it's f***ing insane, bro. A f***ing painter, bro. Why the f*** did I turn this shit on, bro? Why the f*** I did this to myself, bro. I was playing Batman, bro. Chilling, bro. You motherfucker ran away to ruin my night, bro. I said I wasn't gonna do it, and they let me, bro. I let them, bro.
Sweeping the Yankees at home.
The sweat.
The
sweat. By the bum-ass Red Sox, bro. The worst team in the AL, bro.
Tremendous game. Fun to watch. Like I said earlier, fun.
Sweat, B. Come on.
All night long.
Addis.
Yeah. Anytime you can get your off. That's big for him.
Cheeks. Hey, you got no hit by Sonny Gray for man long. And you got walked off.
I just like at one point it's quiet. Bro. He just yells, ass.
Ass, and then follows it up with, with cheeks.
As cheeks.
Yeah.
But I honestly think that this series means a lot more than just our brief entertainment and a brief feel-good moment.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
No. I've already embarrassed myself like being like, whoa, here we go. No, I mean this in a different way. And that is that going into this series, I was giving Chad Tracy all sorts of credit for keeping the clubhouse under wraps and like for making it so like the drama didn't spill out. And then right before this started, it was after the first Yankees game, where the report came out from Sean McAdam that Marcelo Meyer was, by some people in the organization, thinking that he was soft physically and mentally. And which, by the way, Ted, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
There's really nothing worse that you can call somebody, you can call an athlete, than soft. Isn't that correct?
It is probably the worst insult that there is. You say you're a coward or you're soft, and that's probably gets to a place that most athletes would, it would enrage most athletes.
What about Jalen's dad calling Perk a boy? Watch your mouth, boy. That was a tough one too.
That's disrespectful. But it's not. It doesn't touch being called soft or being a coward.
Yeah.
Exactly what McAdam said was, Mayer has his detractors within the organization.
Detractors. There you go. Yeah.
But then it says some question his mental toughness and his tendency to withdraw during slumps. Others wonder if he couldn't do a better job making himself more available through the day-to-day minor physical setbacks that inevitably occur.
Yeah.
Yay. That is.
How do you guys interpret that? Do you guys want to encapsulate?
Soft.
Yeah.
Soft.
And it feels like not professional. Like a professional, if you got injuries, you got nicks, you take care of it, you get treatment, you show up, you're on top of it so that, it doesn't become a worse injury. It sounds like he's saying he's soft, but also that he lacks professionalism too. That's what that's how I interpret that.
So you had that going into it, and then you had the moment during Saturday's game where Jaren Duran started mouthing off towards a fan. Do we know what he said? Like that's the one thing we don't know. Was there any lip reading? Do we know anything?
Somebody who said he was the dude called in this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and he said all that he was saying was 198, which is Jaren's batting average. So that seems to be the consensus among people who were anecdotally in the region. There was nothing too nasty. It was just his batting average, and he lost it.
Yeah.
And then Duran kind of calmed down afterwards and said nothing happened. But
didn't Chad Tracy say that he heard, they asked him what they said?
He
acted as if he knew what they said. He goes, I don't want to talk about it. It's not, I mean, you hear mixed results. Every time this happens, Rich, you hear that it was not anything, too bad, but it was just calling him out about his play. So you never know where the truth is on this. But, dude, JD, this is kind of exhausting. I mean, revealing too. I think this has been going on for years. This isn't the first time. I mean, this happens, once every couple months. So it says so much, I think, about his mental state and why, I said a couple of years ago they should have probably traded him. But this thing keeps happening, man.
Well, Chad Tracy was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
At the end of the game there,
yes.
Just some people that were chirping, had been chirping for a few innings and started chirping towards Jaren again. We grabbed him and got him down, just told him, can you get him out? That was all.
What were they saying?
Just chirping at him.
Like regular baseball chirping?
I don't want to get into the details. Just enough for us to say, can you please get him out?
Okay, so there was that moment, which,
dude,
once again, this is, we've seen this before, with Jaren Duran. And unfortunately, after the whole Michael Holly thing where he went off, when the Michael Holly did that thing
about
Roman Anthony, you would think after that there would have been a conversation, and maybe there was a conversation, but it didn't stick on, dude, if you got a problem, you're going to have to just either deal with it in the clubhouse or maybe even Chad Tracy says, let me deal with it. Yeah. Don't be the guy screaming at the people. And I know it's tough to do when someone's yelling something at you, but this is what I was talking about. These are the kind of things I was talking about that it seemed to be under control and that seemed to pop up when a team is doing poorly.
What would you guys think when I say this? Like, of all the major sports, I think baseball by far is the hardest sport to let this stuff roll off, because it's a quiet stadium. You're standing right there in the cleanup spot. Mm-hmm. They're right 2 feet away from you. They can say whatever you want. And baseball is so mental. It's such a mental game compared to the other. Other sports, you know, you can't really hear once the game starts. You know, it's just.
I would think basketball, though. You're right. So you're front row. You're like right. You can.
But you're in the flow.
The
like yeah. You don't have to. You're not. You react fast. It's just kind of like you. Just brain just takes. You take your brain out and you just react. Where baseball, you got to think and you have time before. You have time to think before the ball gets to the plate, and it's just a much more mental game.
And so the players,
I think you have a bigger impact by chirping guys on a baseball field than you could in any other arena.
Right. Contreras will fight the whole team if he gets thrown out inside, or he gets stared at funny, or the bat flipped wrong. So
yeah.
It's definitely volatile.
Well, then you had that moment. Apparently, Raffaello was talking to a fan in the stands, and they were jawing at each other as well. And that's why when I think this win means a little bit more to this team than just the fact that they won and that it was a good thing. I think that if they would have lost, or they would have like won one out of the four, it could have been truly a disaster. It could have been the moment that Chad Tracy just completely lost the locker room. Like just those three things seem to show that there was a kettle that was starting to boil and things were about to blow. And at least you had this really big feel-good moment that was on Sunday Night Baseball against the best team in the American League, that for a while at least kept things at bay. Now, does that mean that that stuff's not going to bubble back up? Absolutely not. If you got issues there, you got to fix them, man. You got to start talking it out. You better get that stuff under control pretty quick. And you've got like a nice little Band-Aid for a while. But I think that if they would have lost this series, things could be really, really bad right now. And I was wondering if the things were going to get to a point where you're like, Chad, man, the locker room's out of control. And I don't you think we dodged a bullet by having them win the series?
The only thing I push back on that, Rich, is the profile of this team. You have a lot of young guys, new guys, inexperienced guys that are trying to prove themselves. And to be sour behind the scenes, to be disgruntled, like, these are guys that are trying to prove themselves every single day. And so none of these guys have a right to suck their thumbs or to feel sorry for themselves or to act out or to malcontents in the locker room, because they're all kind of trying to prove themselves in this sport. So I just think the profile of this team doesn't lend to that kind of stuff that you're suggesting it could happen with all the losing. So I just don't think it's going to ever happen, because I think there's a lot of – if whoever the malcontent is, people are going to look at them and go, bro, really? Like, you've been here for a cup of coffee and you're acting that way? So I just don't see this team, the way it's profiled, as having those kinds of issues.
And if they do have a guy like that, now's the time for Breslow to make an addition by subtraction and move them off the team, right? I mean, you should know your players right now, whether whoever it is, I'm not saying Marcelo is that guy, but if that permeates the building, then you should think about moving him.
Case in point, who was the number one malcontent last year on the team?
Yeah, Rafi Devers.
And he was considered the best player on the team. Right. So it's usually older guys that are kind of like, dude, really? You know, I think that it is a young team like this that everyone's really just trying to, prove themselves in the sport.
All right. I said it earlier in the show, if Jaylen Brown's going to get moved, it's going to happen within the next 24 hours. We've got the free agency opening tomorrow, and boy, I have been looking down and seeing some of the news that's coming in. There's a lot of moves being made right now, like within the last hour. Some of them kind of funny, to be quite honest. Like Marcus Smart, my man, he's turned down his $5 million over there with the Lakers. He's looking to try to. Where is he going to go? There's a lot of moving parts. And Jaylen Brown could be one of them. There's another team that has come out as being someone who could be a potential trade destination. I don't want what they're offering, but man, it's getting to the point where it looks like beggars can't be choosers anymore. We will get to all that audio right after this.